The Quiet Key. On understanding, empathy, and the souls who truly see us life often feels like a vast board of intricate locks, each challenge a small barrier standing between us and the version of ourselves we hope to become. We spend our days trying to force these locks open with sheer will, brute strength, or an assortment of tools that promise quick fixes. Yet no matter how hard we push, nothing truly opens unless we find the right key. A lock doesn't ask for force, it asks for understanding. A gentle turn, a moment of seeing how the mechanism works within. In much the same way, the obstacles we face soften the moment we understand their nature. When we trace a difficulty back to its roots, its fears, its history, its deeper truth, the solution reveals itself with quiet clarity. Among the many keys life offers, empathy might be the most powerful one we hold. Empathy is the key that eases conflict, builds trust, and transforms distance into connection. It asks us to widen the windows of our perspective, to step beyond the narrow doorway of our own assumptions. It invites us to listen, not to reply, not to defend, but simply to understand. To be empathetic is to suspend judgment long enough to see the world as someone else sees it. It is choosing to place ourselves in another's experience, even when it feels unfamiliar. When we do, something shifts, misunderstandings unravel, tension loosens, and the space between two people becomes just a little less lonely. But empathy is more than emotion. It is also action. It shows itself in small gestures, a hand offered, a kindness spoken softly, a presence that says, "You're not alone." These simple acts often mean more than grand solutions. They remind us that we are held, seen, valued. And each time we offer such warmth, our own lives become richer, more grounded, more human. When empathy becomes a steady part of our days, life's locks begin to open with surprising ease. Relationships deepen. Conflicts soften. The world becomes gentler because we approach it with gentleness. And somewhere in this quiet practice of understanding, we stumble upon something rare, the beginnings of a kindred bond. In this modern, hurried world, kindred spirits, those who understand our joys, sorrows, dreams, and fears, are not easy to find. The more thoughtful and introspective a person is, the lonelier their search for connection can feel. Many walk through life longing for someone who resonates with their inner world, someone who speaks a similar emotional language. But when such a person appears, someone whose thoughts echo ours, whose heart beats at a familiar rhythm, the connection feels like a doorway opening into a place we've been searching for without knowing its name. Empathy, in its highest form, becomes a bridge between two souls, collapsing differences of age, status, and circumstance. It becomes the foundation of companionship that is not merely supportive, but deeply understanding. A kindred soul does more than comfort us. They reflect us. They remind us we are not strange for feeling deeply, dreaming widely, or carrying invisible storms. They see who we are beneath the layers, and in their presence, we become more honest, more whole. In a world that moves too fast, finding such a person is not just solace, it is a form of survival. A kindred spirit is the quiet strength beside us, the mirror of our unspoken thoughts, the companion who helps us rise after each fall. They are a part of our spiritual home, giving us both tenderness and courage. Empathy begins the journey, understanding deepens it. And somewhere along that path, two lives intertwine in a way that feels both rare and meant. In the end, life is a long search for the right keys, those that open doors within others, within the world, and within ourselves. Empathy is the golden one, the key that never rusts, the one that transforms mere connection into a meeting of souls. Through empathy, we learn not only how to understand others, but how to be understood. And perhaps that is the deepest lock of all, the one that opens into belonging,